Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning. I about lost track of what day it was. The Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, we're continuing through the devotional journal, A Heart of Thanksgiving. And actually going to be spending this week kind of on a wrap-up. The final devotion in the book is based on a sermon outline that I preached a year ago called How to Give Thanks. And as is my normal, if there is such a thing, the typical preaching process that I use uses an acrostic acronym as a outline, and so the thanks was the outline for the message. And so this week we're going to look at each one of those letters. And today's topic is how to give turkey. And I wrote in the devotion and said it in the sermon. It says, I'm guessing your reaction is the same as the people that first heard that. Did he just say turkey? Yes, I did. See, when you think of Thanksgiving, for most Americans at least, often the first thing that comes to mind, even before thankfulness, is turkey. It's not true for everybody, but that's kind of the iconic symbol of Thanksgiving. So when I talk about giving thanks with turkey, I'm talking about the substance. The entire outline is kind of based on a stereotypical Thanksgiving dinner, or Thanksgiving family gathering, at least. And for many, the day just wouldn't be complete without turkey in some form or fashion. Paul writes, and he talks about Christians who are still living on the milk of the word. They're still living in infancy. They're not yet mature. And his challenge, his encouragement is that they need to grow up, to be able to handle the meat, the substance of God's word. I think the same is true when we think about give, excuse me, when we think about giving thanks. Do we give thanks that is tends to be shallow? Not a lot of substance or meaning behind it? Just the casual, thanks. Or do we give real thanks? Thanks that has the substance, that has the meaning, that comes from the heart. You see, as we give turkey, we give thanks with substance, and we ought to be doing that in our thanksgiving to God. Is our prayer life as deep as we would like it to be? Is it as deep as it ought to be? Is it as deep as it could be? Or are we satisfied with a shallow, passing prayer life? An occasional, thanks, God. It's been a good day. That phrase doesn't have to be shallow. I'm not talking about using a lot of big and fancy and $5 words. Talking about the substance of the heart. And as we give turkey, we give thanks with substance to God. Do we also do that in our interactions with others? I suspect that we've all been givers and receivers of thanks that really lacked any substance. You think of a family gathering and an extended family. And a great aunt or somebody gives a child something that they have absolutely no use for. And the parent is telling the child to tell Aunt Sally, thank you. And I would guess 9 times out of 10 that's not a thank you with substance. And we can look at that situation, that scenario, and we kind of chuckle about it, but how often is our thanks like that? It's an obligation. It's expected. It's anything but heartfelt. Been in those situations where people have said thank you with their words, but their actions really don't match. Had a job where people would consistently thank me for the effort that I put in and for going over and above. And then would officially tell me I was overpaid because for the work that I did. And believe me, it was not an extravagant salary by any stretch of the imagination. See, the thanks lacked meaning because their actions didn't back it up. When it really came to substance, it was all words. And I suspect that we're that way with God sometimes. Today's focus in the weekly prayer guide is on blessings through obedience. Being blessed. And Jesus says that blessed are those who not only hear His word, but obey it. And so many times we claim that we're thankful to God for His word. We're thankful for His spirit. We're thankful for His presence within us. And I wonder if God doesn't want to say to us, and perhaps even tries to say to us, so what are you doing about it? What are you doing with it? And at times, I suppose our thankfulness just comes across to God as empty words. But how do we change that? Well, I think it begins by spending more time in God's Word, by spending more time in prayer, by spending more time listening, but also by spending more time doing the things that God's Word reveals, the things that His Spirit has put into our heart and mind that are confirmed by His Word. You see, we give thanks with substance, we give turkey. If we really want to give thanks. And I believe it translates also into the way we thank people. That we find ways that can express the genuine desire, the genuine gratefulness that we have. That even if all we have is words, that we express them in a way that reveals a heart of thanksgiving, that reveals this desire to really be grateful. You see, we all need it. We all desire it. We all have that element within us that longs to be appreciated, that longs for something with substance. And I believe it's there because we've been created in the image of God. And He longs for us to approach Him with a genuineness, to approach Him with substance. The Bible tells us to give thanks with a grateful heart. And I believe when we begin to really have a grateful heart for all that God has done, when we really begin to have a grateful heart for the things that people have done, we learn to give thanks with turkey. We learn to appreciate people. And not simply for what they do, but for who they are. You see, it's that next step of maturity. To go beyond being thankful for what people can do for you and what they have done for you. To go beyond being thankful for what God has done for you. To being thankful for simply who they are. For being thankful that God is simply God. That He's your Lord, He's your friend, He's your Savior. For who He is. He's loving, He's compassionate, He's kind. And the same is true for people to mature beyond simply being thankful for what they do, not to quit being thankful for what they do. But to grow in addition to that, to simply being thankful for who they are. They're your mom, they're your dad, they're your son or daughter, they're your grandparent, they're your friend, they're your coworker, they're a person. A person loved by God, a person created in God's image. A person with value, regardless if they can ever do anything for you. And regardless if they will ever do anything for you. Paul continually writes to the churches, the letters that he writes. And he often talks about being thankful. He says, in all of my prayers, I pray with thanksgiving for each one of you. And sometimes it's because of what they've been able to do to help him. But many times it's simply because they're His children in Christ. They're believers in Christ. They're fellow heirs of the kingdom of God. And we give turkey when we give that kind of thanks. The thanks that sees a person as a valuable person, regardless of who they are, regardless of what they've done, regardless of how they act. And we give thanks to God that He put them here on this earth. And we give that same level of thanks when we are grateful to God for simply being. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are indeed a God that loves us. Your love is bestowed upon us in so many ways. And I confess there's many times that we just take it for granted. That we're not really all that thankful for the things that You continually do for us because, well, we don't even stop to recognize it. Let alone spend time to express our thanks. And so, Father, help us today to learn to give turkey, to give substance, to put meaning behind the expressions of thanks that we do offer. When we recognize all that You have done and all that You do, and even as I pray that, I realize that's a big task. And there's so much that You have done and will do that we will never even know about. So the things that we can see and that we can notice, may we grow in genuine appreciation for the work that you do, for the work that you've done in our life, for the work that you continue to do in the lives of the people around us. But Father, may we also grow in addition to that, to where we're thankful just that you're God, for who you are, for the characteristics that you possess that make you God. May we be thankful that those characteristics are bestowed upon us. They're directed toward us. Those characteristics of mercy and compassion, of loving kindness, of patience. So, Father, thank you for being my God and being with me. Fathers, I pray that we would have that same growth in our giving of thanks in regards to the people around us. May our thanks be more than simply words that we mouth as expected or necessary. May we use those words when they are expected and when they are necessary, but may we do so with turkey, with substance, with real meat behind them. May they always be genuine. And may we consider the things that have been done for us by people. And may we grow into a greater maturity in giving real thanks. And as we grow, may that thanks move so far beyond simply giving thanks for what people do, but may we be thankful for people, for just being a person created in your image. Whatever relationship that we have with them, whether it's a blood relation, a work relation, a church relation, just part of the family of God, just part of the family of humans. May we be genuine about the thanks that we have for them. May our expressions of thanksgiving continually grow and mature as we spend more time with people, as we spend more time with you. Fathers, I continually pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our communities, our churches. I pray that our instruction and our teaching, our training would help them to have substance to the giving of thanks. That when we encourage and tell them to thank someone for something, that we help them learn why it's so important to do that with meaning. Help them to learn how to be thankful for things, and even if the thing that they see isn't what they want. That even an unwanted gift can result in genuine thanksgiving for a person's heart and desire to give. Whether they know what is needed or wanted at all, there was still a desire. So may we teach our children to grow, even as we grow, in being thankful with substance. And Father, as we offer thanks to you today, we put the greatest substance we can think of in our thanksgiving to you for Jesus. To step away from heaven for a time to walk this earth, to live as we live, only to do it perfectly without sin, to love and show mercy and compassion and to give of himself to all he would encounter, to all who had need, to all who would accept him. To give his very life on a cross for the greatest need that any of us have. A need to be made right with you. A need to have our sins washed away and forgiven, to be paid for in full. And so, Father, my greatest thanks for your work is the work that was done through Jesus. But I also have great thanks for his presence and your presence with me through your Spirit. So, Father, today as we live, may we live with a thanksgiving that has substance. May we live with a greater awareness of the substance of Jesus in our life. And as we live with thankfulness for him, may we lift him up in every way possible so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.